Jets have intercepted 6 Russian military aircraft off the coast of Alaska, according to North American Aerospace Defense Command officials. The 4 bombers and 2 fighter jets were spotted inside the Air Defense Identification Zone, which is about 200 miles from Alaska's western coast. The Russian Ministry of Defense confirming the incident. Severe weather again in store for folks in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with 7 infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seat belt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seat belt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the Red Planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's InSight Mars mission last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County. Today is sunny with a high near 75. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 a.m., with the temperature around 55. Tomorrow, Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., and then a chance of showers between 8 and 2, with a high near 77. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 50. Friday will be sunny with a high near 75, and Friday night a low of 54. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 78, and Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 85. It is currently 72.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor. iBrain counselors chat to you for two reasons. One is to provide some education in mental health, and the other is to remove the stigma, saying that, you know what, if you need some counseling, to please seek it out. There's no reason for any of us to suffer with mental health issues, and there is help. So that is, again, one of the reasons that I am doing this. My topic today is about our personal history. It actually happens to be Personal History Month, and I thought that is actually a good topic. A lot of what I do, I'm going to say as a licensed professional counselor, is I do work with people struggling with depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder and obsessive-compulsive disorder, grief and loss issues, anger management, couples counseling. And I'm going to say my primary focus is really about addiction. And I'm going to also say that the majority of my clients, I'm going to say like 95% or more, either grew up in a home where there was addiction or some type of dysfunction, mainly addiction, maybe struggling with recovery and addiction themselves, have a partner or spouse who is struggling with addiction, or has a child that is struggling with addiction. So, with that being said, I find that it's really important to talk about family dysfunction as it relates to our personal history. Now, one of the things that I know that happens quite often is that people say, well, the one thing I don't like about going to counseling is we always blame the parents. Well, I want to talk about that a little bit. And the reason why I want to talk about that, excuse me while I just type in here, is that actually our childhood really lays the foundation for our life. And it's not about blaming our parents. However, we do need to look at the information that we received from our parents and make the judgment call as to whether this information still works for us or it doesn't. So when we grow up in dysfunctional families, we get dysfunctional information about life. We get some things that are important also, so it's not only dysfunctional information, it's some really good stuff. However, what I say is we learn the language of our family. So I use this example. I grew up with a lot of dysfunction in my family. My parents had a lot of dysfunction in their childhoods. They brought that into the marriage. They passed it along to me. I've had years of counseling, so I'm not only a therapist, I am a someone who has been able to grow and change as a consequence of therapy for the better. And the messages that I got were different than the messages my husband got. I don't think my husband ever, he said he never really saw his parents argue. My parents actually didn't argue all that much because the arguing usually happened between myself and my mom. And it was screaming, door slamming, phone slamming, cabinet slamming, pot throwing, face slapping, really rough stuff. And my husband didn't have any of that. So the word yell, if I say to my husband, can you like take the newspapers out? His reaction is, why are you yelling at me? Well, for me, yelling is you end up with a sore throat for the next 24 hours. So my word yelling and his word yelling have two different meanings. I share that a lot when I have couples counseling, when I do couples. Because the reality is that my language and his language, though it's English, is different. There's often the information that we get from our parents, our peers, our teachers, as we're kids. It is installing information about ourselves. So even though we are very egocentric as a kid, in other words, it's all about me, and hopefully we grow out of that, and we learn how to have empathy and for other people and relationship. But early on in our childhoods, it's kind of all about me. And so when you say negative things to me, the child, I believe them. So one of the things that parents hopefully work at doing is installing the mechanism of how to have good self-esteem. Well, I didn't have that. Some people get it and some people don't get it. So that when I look at my personal history and listen to the messages that I received about who I am, the consequence to that was low self-esteem, self-loathing, self-hatred. That's what I learned. Okay. Now, I can say I'm really stuck there and it's my parents' fault. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, my mother really did the best she could do with the information that she had from her upbringing. And, you know, I have people that say, well, I can't help but blame my parents. They could have done better. My mom could have done better. Counseling was not really something that people really sought after. Same thing, parenting classes. You know, you do what you were taught by your own parents. Well, you know, my parents took me behind the shed and you know, with a willow branch and gave me a good whipping. Well, that's what I learned. Then that's what I may continue to do. Or I may decide I don't really want to do that, but I'm going to use a wooden spoon or something of that nature. So one of the things that happens is we do practice what we learn. I say this to clients all the time. I practice speaking English. You practice speaking English. That's what I learned. And we practice that language because that's the language we learned. So we have many people here who are Hispanic, and they are speaking in Spanish because that is the language that they learned, and that's the language that they practice. If they want to learn how to speak English, they have to practice it. And they can't sit there and go, well, it's my parents' fault that I speak Spanish and not English, and therefore I'll never speak English. It is taking responsibility and making changes and learning. So I want to learn how to speak English, or I want to learn how to speak French, or I want to learn how to speak German or Arabic or whatever the language is that you want to learn how to speak. You have the choice as an adult to say, I want to learn how to speak that language. So that one of the things about our personal history is we look at what is going on in our current lives. Looking at our relationships, our careers, and a career can be making that choice to be a stay-at-home mom. That's a career. Looking at our friendships, our support systems, and, of course, our self-image, our self-talk. What does that sound like? What does that look like? Where did I learn it? And connect those dots to I learned it from my experience at school. I learned it from listening to my mom or dad the way they talked to me. I even learned it through observation, because we have two ways of learning. One is through practice and one is through observation. So I'm in school. The teacher says, I want you to write the letter A. So they write the letter A on the chalkboard, and this is how you do it. So I'm observing. Now they say, here's the paper, I want you to go home and practice. So now I'm doing it. So I observe it and I do it. That is how basically we learn as human beings. So if I get a lot of negative, if I hear my mother standing in front of the mirror going, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm learning that language. I will stand in front of the mirror, practice that same language. It's what I observed. Then if my mother says, oh, look how chubby you are, that fortifies that belief system, because now it's a belief system. So I will look in the mirror, use the same language that I learned. I'm fat and chubby, and I hate myself because that's the message that I get. Okay, so now I'm practicing it. So my personal history, in the way I'm taking it, is not just, you know, where I went to school and who was my third grade teacher, and you know, and I was on the school newspaper, and I was in 4-H, and you know, we took road trips. I had, my grandfather was in Phoenix, I have an aunt in California. You know, we took road trips when I was a kid. There are a lot of really positive things. So it's not all negative stuff. And that is part of my personal history. My personal history also includes a lot of negative things. And that is where, I'm going to say, as a counselor, people come into my office, this is where they have that negative self-esteem, oftentimes leading to depression, even anxiety. So that when we explore our personal history, we begin to decipher the language that was provided for us. And we begin to learn that our self-esteem really was based on the misinformation that we received as children. Now, it's called the Grief Recovery Handbook. I don't have the authors in front of me right now, so I apologize for that. But it's called the Grief Recovery Handbook, and there is a paragraph in there that I read to clients all the time, because when I first read it, it was very powerful for me. And basically it says, let's look at the computer we call the mind. If any of the people, the writers of that book are listening, they're going to go, wow, she's got it pretty much memorized. So first we have to look at the information, okay? So if we think of our mind as a computer, the information put in that computer, if it's misinformation, that's all we have access to. Back in the day, it was garbage in, garbage out. That was what was computer language, garbage in, garbage out. If I program my computer in a way that's going to not work properly, and we know we have this all the time. We go on a web page, it's not working right, it was a lousy job. It was misprogrammed. So it's misinformation. If we have misinformation, that's all we have access to. Because our brain can't access something that it's never learned. So I'll say that. You know Chinese? You don't. How come? I never learned it. Exactly. You know, there's so many things that we don't know because we haven't learned. I don't know Chinese other than, you know, going to a Chinese restaurant and reading off a menu. I don't really know Chinese at all. I couldn't tell the difference between Chinese and Mandarin and Japanese. Chances are I don't really know the difference very well. I might a little bit, but not much. But again, that's because in terms of what I learned. Okay, if I want to learn those things, I can go out and learn, read and study and listen, and I can learn because my brain can continue to learn. However, if all I have misinformation, that's all I have access to. The thing is that if the information, okay, is wrong, I keep practicing it because that's all I know. The next thing that it says is that depending upon the source of the information, so the more important the source of information, and this is the line I always love, the more tenaciously we believe it to be right. And to a child, parent is an extremely important point of information. So is a teacher, more so than a sibling or a peer, but a parent, extremely important. So if my parents give me misinformation about the world, they give me misinformation about life, they give me misinformation about who I am, that's all I have access to because I've never learned anything else. So when I look at I'm going to say my personal history awareness month, and I begin to notice the messages that I received. You can never be a success if you want to be an artist. That's a message. What do you think? Money grows on trees? What are you, lazy? I can't believe you asked me that stupid question. You should know better. Okay? These are messages oftentimes that we get. And then we need to ask ourselves, do they work? There's other messages too, such as, you know, make sure you look both ways when you cross the street. That's a good message. I think I want to keep that one. Other messages, like don't talk to strangers, works really well when we're children. But here I am talking to all of you, and there may be some of you that are strangers. I don't know this. And I talk to strangers all the time. The first time somebody calls and wants to make an appointment to come into my office, I've never met them. They've never met me. I'm a stranger to them. They're a stranger to me. If I follow that rule, I would not have a practice. And they would not, if they follow that rule, they would not come into counseling. We wouldn't go to a job interview. It's a stranger. So we have to decide that sometimes some rules don't work. Eat everything on your plate. Okay, so in my family, it was also very religious. We said grace every night over before we ate our meal. That meant Jesus blessed our food. That means we had to eat everything. Well, you know, as a consequence, my brother and I both have struggled with eating issues. And we're both learning. I know I've learned I don't have to eat everything on my plate. I can actually throw food away. I am grateful for the food that I have. So that hasn't gone away. But I also know that I don't need to eat for the starving children somewhere else in the world, because that actually doesn't make sense. So that's misinformation. So if I were to eat for the starving children in Africa, it's not going to fill them up. It's going to make me fat. It's misinformation. So that the better thing is I can make a choice. And I could blame my parents. Oh, see, I'm overweight. It's their fault because this is the message they got. Now I have to eat everything. See, as an adult, we stop. We look at those messages from our personal history. And we say, that one's not working for me. I need to change that one. Don't talk to strangers. Don't trust strangers. That one also doesn't work. Because there are times we do need to trust strangers. So here I am. I'm at the grocery store and there's somebody said, I'm trying to get something. May I help you? Yeah, I need that thing on the top shelf all the way in the back. I'm trusting that person is going to help me. They offered. Sometimes I even ask, excuse me, sir, ma'am, you're taller than I am. If you can reach that article, that whatever I need off there. I'm trusting that they're going to help me. I trust policemen are going to help me if I need help. Or an EMT. I trust that they're going to show up. I trust that the garbage men are going to pick my garbage up. I trust that when I have work people come and do something on my house that they're going to do a good job. I trust the doctors that I go to, the dentists that I go to. So be told not to trust people, not to trust strangers. It really doesn't work well when we become adults. And so again, looking at our personal history. And deciding, is that message working for me or not working for me? So I'm going to take a little commercial break. I do want to let you know that I am going to be ending my show a little bit early today because I need to run out for an appointment at 1 o'clock. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. So if you say, what happened to the show, it's because I really need to end it a little early today. So I am Ruth Altemir Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments continuing to talk about our personal history.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor here in the state of New Jersey. And I bring Counselor's Chat to you to encourage people who are struggling to seek out counseling, removing the stigma around counseling, and also to provide some education and information about mental health issues. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I have been in private practice for about 19, 20 years, and I have been a counselor for going on 35 years, I guess, something like that. Anyway, I started off in the drug and alcohol field, and before I opened up my practice. So drug and alcohol and addiction is still one of the main focuses of my practice. Many of the people that I see either grew up in an alcoholic, dysfunctional home. They themselves are alcoholic or addicts seeking recovery and early recovery. They might have a child that is struggling with addiction, or a spouse, or some other family member, sometimes even a coworker that's struggling with addiction. I also deal with people struggling with depression and anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, grief and loss, trauma, couples counseling. Please go on to Facebook under Counselors Chat. That's the name of my radio show, and you could like me there. You could also see some of the other shows that I've done. And you can also go on to www.altarolecounselor.com. My little commercial says .net, so I have a brand new web page, which I absolutely love. And so it's www.altarolecounselor.com, and it's altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R, one word. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can leave a comment about the show. You can make a suggestion about a show topic if you like. And if you'd like to make an appointment, I do not keep a waiting list. So please, by all means, if you're seeking out some counseling, give me a call. One thing that I did say before the commercial break is that I'm going to be cutting the show a little short today. So I just wanted to bring that back to your attention before I continue with the topic, which is personal history. It is National Personal History Month. So my personal history, though it includes many positive things, also includes some negative things. And that's all part of my whole picture. Counseling is not about blaming parents, though we do need to look at the source of the information that we have. If we were physically abused, sexually abused, emotionally abused, psychologically abused, emotionally abused, there's just so many ways, sexually, that spiritually abused, that we learn things about those aspects of life that we bring into our adult life, and then it colors the way we negotiate through life. And when I use the word colored, I want you to think of like a lens. So if I had a pair of blue sunglasses, very blue, like, I don't know if you could see this blue pen, this color blue, and I look at a lemon, the lemon would look green. Okay, so be it blue and yellow make green. So when, you know, or I look at something red, it's going to look purple. So that the lens that I look through colors my life. And when I look through the lens of misinformation, it colors the way I negotiate life, meaning it colors the way I relate to other people. It colors the way I relate to myself. It colors my ability to be spiritual, meaning connected, again, to myself, to another human being, to the universe around me, to my higher power, to God, however you choose to look at that. So if I have the glasses of negative self-esteem, and most of my clients do, I ask a question, intake interview. So tell me, what are five things that you like about yourself? Five? I don't know. I never thought about it. Five things? I don't know. I have nice eyes. Okay. If I were to ask a client or a potential client, what are five things you don't like about yourself? Oh, I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm stupid. I haven't achieved many things. I have really a lot of trouble with relationships. I will get 30 items. That is the language. And that's, I mentioned that earlier, that people are taught. The negative self-talk. Negative self-talk leads to negative self-image. Where do we learn that? That's part of our personal history through observing our parents, through something a teacher said, our peers, our siblings, even things that our parents said to ourselves. So there are five main areas of abuse and neglect. So yes, sexual is really a pretty clear one. And it doesn't just mean incest or rape or some type of sexual molestation when you were a kid. It also means making fun of your growing body, before you're ready, being exposed to sexual things before you're ready, TV and movies and I've had people who say, yeah, you know, when I was 5 years old, my dad wanted me to watch porn with him. Like, that's abusive. That's sexual abuse. Kid doesn't, it's way too early. Then there is emotional abuse. Now, emotional abuse is a very interesting thing. So we can have that in our childhood, part of our personal history. And it looks something like, who told you you can cry? Who gave you the right to be angry? You have nothing to cry about. Don't give me that face. Put a smile on your face. Okay? So, even to the point where, Mom, are you okay? You look like you're crying. No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. I have something in my eyes. So now I'm confused. Like, what was Mom doing if she's not crying? It looked like crying. So that is abusive, neglectful. I don't want to hear what you're doing. I don't want to hear about your feelings. I don't care. We don't talk about feelings in this house. So that's emotional abuse. Intellectual abuse. What are you, stupid? You're dumb? You should know better by now? You don't understand anything. Look at your grades. You're really an idiot. Okay? So someone's insulting the intellect. So when a parent expects a child to know more than they know based on age-appropriate knowledge, you know, I can't expect my 10-year-old to think like an adult. My 10-year-old's going to think like a 10-year-old. So I need to remember that. Though I might have some pretty interesting conversations with my 10-year-old, my 10-year-old is still a 10-year-old, and their intellect, their logic, continues to form until they're about 23 or 24. You know, even your 18-year-old, what are you, stupid? No, they're 18, okay? So their cognitive reasoning is not necessarily that of an adult. Though there's many aspects of an 18 and 20-year-old that is adult-like, not 100%. So that is intellectual abuse. Then we have the physical abuse. Physical abuse can be neglecting, okay? So not getting your bath, not getting your hair washed, not getting your teeth brushed. It can be not getting meals, okay? It can be physical abuse can be, you know, you're fat, you're ugly, look at your stupid hair, okay? Those are attacks on physical, okay? There's nothing sexual about that. It's just, you know, you're sloppy, you know, look at your clothes, you look awful in that, okay? So that's a physical appearance, that's abuse and neglect. Spiritual abuse. I think that it's really important that parents do teach their children about spirituality. That includes empathy, understanding, connectiveness. How do you feel about it? Take away the gadgets. Have eye-to-eye contact. Really important. Take them for a hike. Go to the shore and look at the oceans and take them places where they can go, wow, that's really, planetarium, wow, that's really cool. A concert. Take them to a church. take them to a synagogue, teach them about prayer, meditation. Let them, as adults, make a choice as an adult. Also, parents, this is also sexual abuse, setting yourself up as the Godhead in the family and using God as punishment. God's going to get you if you don't watch out. So making me afraid, okay? Making a child afraid of God. God's scary. Well, who would want to have a relationship with a scary God? So those are where you would have some spiritual neglect and abuse. So I said sexual, physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. So when we look at our personal histories and we discover that we may have had some of that, we then have to decide, does it work for us? Because as an adult, my job is to decide if the information that I received from my parents and my teachers and my peers and my siblings, if it works for me. If my self-esteem is shot, if I am depressed, if I am anxious, I need to really look. If I've been traumatized, I need to look at that. Not continue to blame them, because that blame puts me in the spot of a victim. Am I a victim of my childhood? A little bit, but I don't have to stay a victim. You see, I can make changes, learn new ways of thinking, learn new self-talk, move away from that. Build my self-esteem so that the way I think about myself may be different from what I was taught. Because now I am beginning to think about things in a way that is helpful and useful and uplifting and accepting and loving and respectful to myself and to others. Now, if I'm in situations where I continue to get that kind of, if my parents continue to do that, I may need to work at some detachment. Step away a little bit. I need to think about the friends that I have. Are my friends being supportive in my personal growth? Or are they keeping me stuck? What are you going to counseling for? That's really stupid. Well, actually, I feel like I need that. I need to be in counseling. I need to work on my self-esteem. I need to develop tools on how to cope with my depression, my anxiety. As a matter of fact, when my self-esteem goes up, chances are my depression will lessen. It may not go away 100%, but it will lessen because I'm feeling good in my own skin. So I am going to need to stop in a few moments. Like I said, I'm ending the show a little bit early because I do have some place that I need to go and another appointment, and I do apologize for that. But I do hope that Counselor's Chat today was useful for you. Please go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook and like the page. You can go scroll down. You can find other topics that I have done on this show. Also, if you go to my website, www.altarolcounselor.com, Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.com, you can actually find some shows that I have done. They're posting some of my shows on my website, which I really like also. So I hope all of you are well, and that if you are struggling with some of these issues, please, by all means, seek out some counseling. Licensed professional counselor, licensed clinical social worker, psychologist, psychiatrists are the only ones that give out meds. But medication isn't always what you need. You need to change the way you think about things and the way you perceive yourself. So keep that in mind. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back next week. I wish you all the best, and I wish you good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on CounselorsChat.com. On Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. At the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The United States and China still working towards a new trade deal after President Trump said earlier this month the two sides had been close to one, but then China changed the terms. Well, the Chinese ambassador to the United States disputes that, saying it was the Trump administration that was changing things.
We are still committing. We are still committed to whatever we agree to do. It is the U.S. side that changes its mind so often.
He was speaking on Fox News. U.S. F-22 stealth jets have intercepted six Russian military aircraft off the coast of Alaska. According to North American Aerospace Defense Command officials, the four bombers and two fighter jets were spotted inside the Air Defense Identification Zone, which is about 200 miles from Alaska's western coast. The Russian Ministry of Defense confirming the incident. Severe weather again in store for folks in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with seven infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the Red Planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's InSight Mars mission last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This week we have two amazing interviews, one with author Jan Marshall to discuss the comic aspects of relationships and technology, and also with Carol Kaur to discuss what humorous aspects there are to caregiving for an elderly or disabled person. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This week, we speak with Jan Marshall. She is the author of Dancing Schmancing with the Scars, Finding the Humor No Matter What. You can find out more at authorjanmarshall.com, and we're going to spend some time delving into the foibles of the digital world. Jan, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I love the gifts and the money, and how could I...
Yes, we deliberately decided to flaunt all of the payola rules that are traditionally in place because you are such an amazing and transcendent guest.
Well, that is true, and the drone was a nice touch.
Yes, and we specifically eliminated the predator aspect of that so that there.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. At the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The United States and China still working towards a new trade deal after President Trump said earlier this month the two sides had been close to one, but then China changed the terms. Well, the Chinese ambassador to the United States disputes that, saying it was the Trump administration that was changing things.
We are still committing. We are still committed to whatever we agreed to do. It is the U.S. side that changes its mind so often.
He was speaking on Fox News. U.S. F-22 stealth jets have intercepted six Russian military aircraft off the coast of Alaska. According to North American Aerospace Defense Command officials, the four bombers and two fighter jets were spotted inside the Air Defense Identification Zone, which is about 200 miles from Alaska's western coast. The Russian Ministry of Defense confirming the incident. Severe weather again in store for folks in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get